Hi everyone. So hey Lakme, hi. So
Yeah.
today for Q&A I got you Lakme and one more person, Sweta, I think so. Sweta, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, hi. So I think you guys can introduce. So before doing that, just give me 1 or 2 minutes intro from my side. So this is gonna be Q&A session, more or less. I gonna just ask them how they prepared, and after completion of the program, what are all the steps they made. I'm curious to know that, and even they're gonna share their experience, how they are working as a data scientist. That's the major plan of today's lecture. So means in the last, in case if we have the time, I think even other people can pose the questions. I think if Lakme or Sweta, if they are interested, they can revert to that. So that's the major plan of today's lecture. So I will be just handing over to Lakme and Sweta. You can, any of you can start first introducing, and we can get into it.
So hi, this is Lakme, and so it was almost 5 years after getting into IT, I made a transition to data science. So I am very sure that many of you in the class would be working on some, other field or other domain. So it's been like 5 years in operations, and I had this interest or the urge to get into data science. So that is how I made this transition. So now it's been like 2.5 months or so. I'm working with AB InBev. It's the parent company of all these beers like Budweiser, Corona, and Leffe, Beck's, and all that. I'm working as a data scientist there. I guess Shweta can start
Yeah,
introducing.
Shweta, you can start, Shweta.
So I have been I used to work as a tech support, my job where I started my work. So after 2 years, I won't I initially I used to have a but I didn't got chance. So later one of my friend joined here. He made well with machine learning and everything. So I thought that why can't I move, and I too wanted to shift my career. So that is how I started researching about which institute to choose and which lang which in data science there will be so many AI like that, so which one to choose. And I started like that, and that is how I got into Big Tech Solutions. And later it's I joined in August, I think in September I was I joined the machine learning course in Big Tech Solutions. And later after that I completed my course in November or something like that. So from then I start from then Kant has given projects to complete. He first asked us to complete that project, and then he said that he'll be having mock interview and everything. So after completing the project, I asked him for the mock interview. So I was very tensed at that time, but he said how to attend the interview and everything. And how I prepared for the interview, in the sense mainly I watched CMLA class and you try to
Shweta,
use those kind of
one
stuff.
second, Shweta. I will be
Okay,
just
okay.
asking you the things so you can explain it. So,
Okay.
and yeah, we can get into it. First, I will be starting with one after the another. So, meanwhile, guys, if anyone are having the queries, you can post it in the chat. I may ask them. So, if you have any questions in your brain, I think even our audience can take up the things and you can post it in the chat. I ask them. So, I will be going with first, yeah, Lakme. I just want to know how's your job profile, by the way. So before getting into how you prepared, I just want to ask, the first question is how exactly your job and all this, how you are making it out, and how you are enjoying. I already know about you, Lakme, but you can you can say that. Yeah.
Until I got a job, it was just like, this was the only target I had in mind. Okay, go crack some interview. So guys, I'm telling you, it's not mandatory that you have to crack some interview in the first go. Okay, you have to prepare for mock interviews and all that. Be prepared, but don't be disappointed or something if you don't get through it in the first go. Because it's just a learning, right? So, once you start attending interviews, you get that confidence and you understand what kind of questions they ask and what the interviewer is expecting from you. Okay,
So, yeah,
so
that's right.
that's one main thing. And what I would suggest you guys is when you start learning a topic, or the project which you guys are actually doing for data science project, make sure you are well versed with a topic before you jump to the next one. Okay, so when you say like data gathering and data preparation, it is very important for you guys to have some of the domain knowledge. Okay, so similarly, based on that, you will select feature, do feature elimination, or all such stuff. So it is better you know a topic very well before you simply learn half of whatever topic you have learned and skip and go to the next one. So this is one thing I would suggest. And yeah, don't be scared of interviews, because just assume that the first one is just a trial and error kind of thing. As in, when you go on attending interviews, you get an idea, like what you have to learn and all that. And Khan's CMLE class, as Shweta mentioned, it's really good. You'll have a fair idea of what happens, exactly on roll. And yeah, so once I joined this company, it was pretty different over here. Okay, like every company operates in a different way, as you guys know. So here it is like you're the owner for whatever project you take. So here it's like you have to talk to the business, gather data, and if you don't know the domain, you have to Google, learn how it operates. See, for example, I'm just giving you an example. Okay, if you get some project in travel and logistics, you first have to know supply chain, how things work in logistics and all that. Just Google, you have like everything in Google. So once you're done, you get an idea of what is important, what kind of data you have to gather, right? So it's like pretty much I have to drive a project end to end, from data gathering to predicting what is required. And guys, don't worry about the dashboard or the productization part, because most of the companies, they have a team working, who's like solely working for the dashboards, or things like Power BI, ClickView, and etc. And if you are not very aware of that also, you can learn it on the job only. Like it's not a big thing.
Okay, Lakme. And I'll be asking even Swetha. I think it's been like few days. How your experience is,
Yes.
Swetha? Yeah, you can say that.
Yes. Basically, the company which I joined was a pharmaceutical company. So it was in a starting stage, Kant. Like it's like in a web scraping, like scraping the data and everything. So my role there was is to I should be writing code on Selenium automation testing, like that means Python. By using Python, I needed to scrape the data. So what I here like what I have learned is different, but here what I'm doing is like I should
Different.
learn by Googling it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I think you got
Yes.
some
Different.
problem statement based on that requirement. You may be working on it, I think so.
Yes,
Is it
Kant.
right? Yeah.
Yes, Kant.
Okay. So any challenges, how you're facing, what type of challenges? Majorly, I think programming kind of challenges you may be facing, right?
Yes, Kant. So I'm learn yes, like everything. I'm googling it. I'm learning new things.
Oh,
So challenges
so
here is nothing like that. Mostly I'm able to do it.
Okay. So I just want to ask one question. Even I'm very much interested on one simple thing. So I think while people are learning, while people are preparing for interviews, they may be having one doubt. I think even you guys are some of the same route. Like even you've gone through decision trees, random forest, gradient boostings, and NLP, and even support vectors, neural networks, etc. So these are the algorithm points where exactly. So after even when we start with machine learning, the entire game going to be something like a pretty big race. So you need to learn a lot of theory, you need to remember a lot of things, and not only that, even in interview there is a scope for multiple areas. So that's been one of the major challenge for every learner.